better way to say how much this hurts and what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really high, a high there. We tied it up last play of the game and then have the debacle with the coin toss and then, you know, get to touch the ball in the overtime. So it's pretty, pretty low, there.
Aaron, what was the explanation you got from the coin toss?
Cleet had it on heads. He was showing heads, so I called tails. And he didn't, it didn't flip. It just tossed up in the air and did not turn over at all and landed on the ground. So we obviously thought that was not right. He picked the coin up and flipped it to tails, and then he flipped it without giving me a chance to make a recall there. But it was confusing.
So your first call stood?
Yeah. I think he was trying to avoid the embarrassment of what just happened. Flip it quickly.
Aaron, this is 2 years in a row that the game has ended in overtime without you touching the ball. How difficult is that for a competitor, and just how gut-wrenching is it to lose games like this so often?
Yeah, it's tough. We've lost a few of these over the years where you don't touch the ball in overtime. You know, it's just the way it goes. It comes down to a coin flip sometimes after a long, hard-fought game, back and forth. Plays made, you know, bizarre plays made by both teams, and unfortunately it comes down to that.
Can you take us through the Hail Mary from start to finish from your perspective?
Yeah, they called timeout, and when they did, I figured they were going to bring an empty pressure look, which teams hadn't done. You know, Detroit didn't do it. So we kind of made a little bit of adjustment, and I kept Richard in. But Golden had some good pressure, and I was able to spin out to the left. And at that point, I just wanted to put some air on it. I didn't know where anybody was, really. I saw Jeff briefly and just tried to put some air on it to give him a chance. What's the question?
Like you really made up a lot of ground at the end to get there. Were you able to see that?
I saw the ball was in the air for a while, yeah.
Starting camp or early in camp, your top four receivers were Jordy, Randall, Devontae, Ty, and none of them were on the field for much of the game tonight. What was it like trying to make the offense work, and what did you think of those guys that rose up?
Yeah, I'm so proud of those guys. I mean, I love James Jones like a brother. He's had a great season for us. He's been a great, great locker room guy for us, just a great addition to our football team. Jared, you know, has dealt with some injuries over the years, and he played excellent. Jeff, very limited opportunities all season, and catches his first career touchdown on a scramble play to put us up 13-7. And then the two plays, you know, where he just kind of gets behind the guys and goes up and makes a play to put us on their side of the field. And then obviously the catch at the end was fantastic. So I'm really proud of those guys. Those guys battled. I mean, the offensive line did a great job. We had one sack all day, I believe. David was gutting it out. Josh with his back. You know, Corey has some injuries over the years. Brian, those guys are warriors. I'm so proud of them.
Did you get the feeling that you, at one point in the second half, you had that the defense was playing well, you guys were moving the ball? Did you feel like?
Yeah, I thought we were going to win the whole time. You know, I felt confident in our guys and the way we were playing. Offensively, it was frustrating. They got a great defense, but we, you know, had some opportunities in the red zone and didn't cash in. You know, we didn't start the game great with a false start. John had a false start there as well. Kind of put us behind some things. We had a chance there to Richie on the play that got the challenge. Looked like it was pass interference on that. That wasn't called. End up, you know, punting. They get the ball and drive down. That was a big drive for them.
It gets buried a little bit because of the way it ends and the Hail Mary. But did you feel like you guys got a fair shake on possession before the Hail Mary, when you can go win the game with a touchdown, and you have the two passes to Jared and then to Jeff?
We got to convert those there. I was low to James, and the other one was, you know, was a 50-50 call, no call, and they decided not to call it.
You seem to be handling this better than maybe some other of us would. Is that acting or Is there something about the way this season went and what your guys tried to do tonight that means something to you?
I'm just really proud of these guys. I love being a Packer, and this is tough. You know, it's 11 years in. The season ends very abruptly when it happens like this. You're one moment you're hanging out with your teammates on a road trip, and the next moment everybody goes their own separate ways. That's a tough part of this business, but it's a reality. And we're fortunate enough to play this great game and to be a part of such a special organization like we are. And you hate it when it goes like this because you put so much into it. And there's so much hope and belief. Mike talked about it yesterday, right to the last tick on the clock. You know, we still believe we can make something happen. And then you have that feeling like we had last year when Mace made the long kick, put us into overtime. You feel like you're going to win the game. So it's pretty disappointing.
Aaron, this is a lot, but it's not just the last 2 years. I mean, the play here in 09, the field goal by San Francisco where they drove downfield on that one. I mean, it sucks to lose regardless, but to the way you guys have lost so many of these playoff games, make it that much worse?
I mean, a loss is a loss. They all suck, and they're all the ones you think about and you pour over in your mind the what-ifs and the things you could have done better. Offensively, you know, we made some plays at times. We got some things going, and then we stalled a little too often. Our defense was playing great. You know, we had some chances there to put ourselves in a better situation, help our defense out, and put together some great drives and field goals, and just came up a little short.
Aaron, you finished the season with your top four receivers injured out. Jordy, you know who they are. Will you play the what-if game about that, or is that just the way it is?
It's just the way it is. I mean, there's no sense in making excuses about that. I mean, Jordy's been out for a long time. Ty's been out for a long time. You know, Devontae has had injuries the entire season. But I'm proud of the guys that played today. You know, we had four receivers active. We lose Randall. We hope he's all right. You know, the guys gutted it out. You got guys in spots that hadn't been in spots all season, running routes they hadn't run all year, even in practice. You know, we have such a package for Randall. You know, we didn't have Aberderis running a lot of the stuff even in practice. And he gets up there and does a great job for us, made a lot of plays. And I'm just really proud of our guys. We stuck together. I mean, there's a lot of adversity this season where we could have started pointing fingers and playing the woe was me card, and we never did. You know, Mike kept us together, believed in each other, made a run, and we were close to extending that thing.
Aaron, I know this is an incredibly unfair question to ask tonight, but you always say every team is different every year. But based on some of the things that did happen, some of the good things, and getting Jordy back and keeping guys together, do you think that you guys are in a good spot? I mean, going forward, I understand how unfair that is, but what you guys showed during a down season.
I mean, all I'm thinking about right now is the disappointment that that I'm feeling, the guys are feeling in the locker room right now. You know, we put a lot into this, and you know, we never stopped believing in each other. We've dealt with a lot of adversity, and I think it says a lot about the character of this football team. It's tough because, you know, tomorrow will be the end of that 2015-16 team. And guys will move on. Guys will go to different teams. There'll be a different look. You know, coaching staff, you know, there might be changes. You never know. So it's tough. That's the tough part of it, about it, because the relationships are so special as business. You know, you talk to former players, and all they talk about is the guys they played with and the memories and the stories and the good times. So we'll put this one to bed and, you know, be proud of the things we accomplished. And obviously we'll think about the things that were close in our grasp that we didn't accomplish.